Money, Riches, and Wealth is sponsored by the Financial Consulate. This is Talk Radio 680 WCBM. It's time now for Money, Riches, and Wealth. Here's your hosts, Drew Tignanelli and Tim Maurer.
And this is Money, Riches, and Wealth. This is your co-host, Tim Maurer. Not with us tonight is Drew Tignanelli, but I've got to tell you, of all nights, I don't think you're going to miss him because we have a fantastic guest tonight. Everybody in the Baltimore area has heard of Chick-fil-A and probably eaten there and benefited from the great food and the excellent service. Well, we are very privileged tonight to have with us the founder and chairman of Chick-fil-A, Truett Cathy. Truett Cathy is founder and chairman of Chick-fil-A. Cathy's approach to business is driven by personal satisfaction and a sense of obligation to the community and its young people. Mr. Cathy operates 12 foster homes where hundreds of foster grandchildren have lived over the years. He started a summer camp for children and has handed out more than $26 million in scholarships to team members working in Chick-fil-A restaurants. In addition to presiding over one of the most successful restaurant chains in America and living up to a reputation as one of the more generous leaders in business, Cathy is a dedicated husband, father, and grandfather. Tonight we'll be discussing his book, Wealth, Is It Worth It?, in which Cathy asks the increasingly important question, is money worth the trouble it takes to attain it? Mr. Cathy, thank you so much for being here with us.
Yes, sir. It's my pleasure.
Mr. Cathy, let's begin with the end in mind tonight and answer the book's fundamental question right up front. Is money worth the trouble it takes to attain it?
Well, I find it's a blessing to some people and a curse to others. During this economic squeeze, and people being caught up and really getting big too soon, too quick, and now they can't live with it.
Yep.
But it has broken up homes and broken up families, and simply because of the fact that they couldn't stand to be wealthy. Yep. I have a good friend that sold his business and built a $42 million home.
Woo.
And you would think anybody that can build a $42 million home would be happy. But it was disappointing 6 months later. The family is all broken up. The husband and wife got divorced. Four children was taken out of the home.
Mm.
And then so that was a curse to them.
Sure it was.
Well, most people would take advantage of wealth and use it for a good cause.
And that's what we'd hope. You begin the book by discussing the power of wealth, and you caution us that money has the power to build up or to break down. Do you see it doing more building up or breaking down in today's culture?
Well, I think I'd say about 50-50.
Mm-hmm.
People I've talked to that for some, it's been a blessing.
Yeah.
And I find it is a blessing if you learn to give.
Sure.
The Bible teaches it's better to give than to receive. And very few people have experience in that.
Yes.
It's a world of greed. And wealth is very deceiving, thinking that it brings happiness, but happiness has to come from.
Yeah, so you said maybe it's 50% building up and 50% breaking down, and that would be no great surprise because we're told that about 50% of marriages end in divorce, and over 50% of those who end their union in divorce say that money was the primary cause. So I guess it's no great surprise. Now, you, sir, lived through the Great Depression. You're still working every day at the age of 90, and we applaud you for that. But it seems like that experience of living through the Great Depression may have shaped your view of money today. Is that true?
Oh, yes, it is indeed true. I look back on it, and it's been a blessing to me going through this period of depression, struggle, but have a place to live,
mm-hmm.
food for our table. And I started in business when I ate buying Coke 6 for a quarter. Then I would start a newspaper route, which I carried papers for 7 straight years.
Wow.
During that period of time, I learned a lot of things, how to handle money, the importance of pleasing the customers. Here in Atlanta, we had an evening competitive paper called the Atlanta Georgian, and I was motivated by incentive awards, by pocket knife, T-shirt, sometime a trip to Jacksonville Beach, and so I was always challenged by these kind of things, but I thought I always told a customer if I that I'll put the paper behind the screen door up on a rocking chair, and I'll be there, rain or shine. And it has used that importance of taking care of the customer. It's been very important.
Yeah, and
the days of my life.
We notice it too, sir, I'll tell you. Now, even despite the pain that has been felt throughout our most recent recession, and it really is still with us with 10% unemployment, it seems that we live in an age in which the vast majority of our needs and most of our wants as Americans are provided for. You mention in your book that it's easy to lose sight of the things that really matter when we have all the comforts we desire. Could you explain that further, please?
Well, as I observe my own life, you know, I'm concerned about people's present life, but the effect it's going to have on my children and grandchildren. That's where the downfall of wealth,
mm-hmm.
because family members that haven't earned it, they just inherit it from their parents, and they expect it to be that way forever.
Sure.
But as a person told me that I bought a farm that he had lost, he said, my daddy taught us how to spend money, but never did teach us how to earn money.
Hmm.
So we're failing to give training and prepare our children for working and working hard.
Yeah.
And now, I'm fortunate to have 3 children that work right along with their dad in the early days and have been successful in their marriage. So we look for Chick-fil-A to be growing from time to time. We have more than 1,500 units. We're still a private company, so it permits us to do a lot of things we wouldn't be able to do if...
I've had the privilege, Mr. Cathy, of meeting one of your sons, Dan, who, as you know, travels the country and kind of preaching the message of Chick-fil-A to small business owners, and what a great offering that is from him, and he certainly does seem to live that out. Now, our relative affluence in today's culture certainly does have a flip side, and you mentioned that having a big mortgage and debt on stuff like cars and entertainment has left us overcommitted financially. Just as we finish up this first segment of the show, could you tell us what is the danger of this overcommitment financially?
Well, freedom of having a credit card where young people are given credit card anything they want. And when it's buying things you don't really need, but just we might enjoy for a period of time.
Sure.
But I do think that it is we're bringing up our children not to work, but to spend money. And when that's given out, they're lost. They don't know what to do.
Yeah. You're listening to Money, Riches, and Wealth tonight. This is Wednesday, November 23rd, the day before Thanksgiving, and it's no accident that tonight we have with us the founder and chairman of Chick-fil-A, Truett Cathy, at the age of 90 years old, still working day in and day out, built Chick-fil-A from the ground up. Tonight we're discussing his book, Wealth. Is it worth it? We're asking that question, is it worth the pain and suffering sometimes that wealth creates? We're going to come back after this break and discuss his relationship with one of the world's richest men, Warren Buffett. But right now we're going to go to traffic with Terry Troyer. This is Tim Maurer, Money, Riches, and Wealth, and we'll be right back.